God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Greed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in love.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Less Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let's take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Less Visible.
Well, greetings and cell mutations. This is your dog poet speaking, hovering in the afternoon, where I don't usually hover, but I have other things to do this evening. I have, what do you call them? We call them plans. So, you know, that's kind of how that goes. I didn't get, well, much of any sleep last night. I stayed up all night in order to drive a visitor that I had here from Sweden off to the airport in the dawn. And so I thought it more intelligent just to stay up all night, since I was going to have to be up till 2 in the morning anyway. That's just how I manage this sort of thing. And how are you managing out there in dog poet listening land? I hope you're managing well. These are difficult times. We all know that. I just wrote a post just a short while ago at Smoking Mirrors. And as usual, when I'm writing something, I never really know what it is I'm going to write. And often enough, I don't even know what I'm going to say. And, well, I don't know much of anything, even when I sit down to write it, until, you know, as I go along and I see the thing is shaping itself, which is why I never really can take credit for anything I do, because most everything I do is like that. But look, I can take the blame, though, because a lot of the time when you're being spontaneous like this, without notes or anything like that, you know, skin diving with a parachute. That's not funny. Well, it's odd enough. I can't even find the word for it right now. Anyway, I was writing this piece at Smoking Mirrors, and I was thinking about empty suits, you know, how people are empty suits, like Obama, Biden, Clinton, all these hacks, you know, how they're empty suits. But, and I mean, I went on to explain that I didn't mean to say the suits are actually empty, but just that the suits aren't filled with what the presentation is being given, you know, there's being presented as something it's not. Actually, the suits are filled with something. Darkness, enemies of humanity, things of that order. And that got me thinking about darkness and light and how we compromise our lives by accepting a certain amount of darkness into our life in order to give ourselves a comfort level so that we can get along in the world. Because too much light can get us in trouble, and maybe somebody will put a basket over us or turn down the power. Well, however it is that they stop light. I'm sure there are more dramatic ways, but I'm not going to go into them because I'm sure your imagination can come up with them. Or you wouldn't be listening here anyway. That's a compliment, by the way. Or is that dual-edged compliment? Well, never mind. Anyway, and I was thinking about that and darkness, and people make deals with the darkness in order to get by. You know, they say, okay, I'm going to reflect a certain amount of light, express a certain amount of light, but I'm going to take this amount of darkness so that I can still function in the false world because I need to be here for some reason. without realizing you carry the real world with you everywhere, and you walk through the false world and change it into that. However, that takes a lot of courage, and it takes a great deal of faith, and a lot of people's faith is placed in themselves, which is misplaced faith. Should never do that. I mean, it's okay to place faith in yourself based upon your faith in something else. Once you realize that all of your animation and power to move and speak and act comes from somewhere else, you don't beat your heart. You don't even breathe on your own. You don't do just about anything that you do. You don't grow your hair, you know. Of course, otherwise none of us would go bald, would we? However, or a lot of other things for that matter. Things get given, things get taken. Yesterday, with Glenn, my visitor from Sweden, Dr. Glenn Dormer, I was talking with him about, geez, now I've completely forgotten what I was going to say. Anyway, it'll probably come back, but it's all related to this sort of thing. Anyway, people make these deals with the darkness, and this is pretty much how you walk through the world, and you can see all the arrangements everyone has made with darkness. By the things they're engaging in, by the way they're operating, and by the way they conceal their real selves from you. And I thought about how the fact of the matter is, all life comes from the sun. The sun is the physical expression of the power of the divine. And without the sun, there's no life here. This is a dead planet. So what is it that basically we're supposed to do if we just look at the world and universe around us? We're supposed to shine. That is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to take the light within us and let it pass through us without filtering it, because you see, that's what most people do. They close off the light to a certain degree because it compromises their ability to get along in the darkness and the status quo and to make sense to other people without intruding too much truth into their lives, because it makes people uncomfortable, because see, they all got their deal with the darkness. And if you're walking around with your light going on, well, maybe you're driving the darkness away, and they may fear that you're exposing the darkness inside them. Well, actually, the more you're expressing the light within you, the less you're concerned with any of that anyway. You're not even looking for that sort of thing, let's face it. So that's really the one thing we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be like stained glass windows and let the light through. Then there's the moon. We can also reflect light. But in both cases, we're engaged with light, because without light, there is nothing but darkness. If you want to figure out how life will be without light, just go into a room and blanket all the windows and turn off the light, and feel your way around. That's how a lot of people are actually living. I kid you not. It appears that they are seeing, but they aren't actually, because if they did, would they behave like they do? Would they be committing suicide every single day, even if they're doing it a long term, over a longer term of time, you know, drinking themselves to death, taking the really bad drugs, which I mean by that, legal pharmaceuticals, and eating the sort of food that is provided to them through the TV commercials and which they see on their shopping center shelves and aisles. Excuse me. That's something that always used to really interest me. Was I walk into these supermarkets. I noticed a lot of this when I was on Maui. You know, big supermarkets. And I go in there for specific items. But, you know, if it was a new supermarket or something, or for whatever reason I had to wander around looking for something, I would notice that there were entire aisles of nothing but soft drinks. Nothing but soft drinks. And there was one entire aisle of nothing but potato chips. And then row after row of these frozen compartments with processed food in them. An entire aisle of excessively sugared cereals taken to absurd limits, or lack of limits even, and the way they present themselves, you know, in these multicolors and, granulated with God knows what all kinds of special effects they like to put on this food. And I realized, like, there wasn't very much real food there. I'd really hunt for it. Of course, I go to the vegetable department where I get a lot of what I eat. But you know, I have to hunt and peck, because they just, almost everything there was made by large corporations who try to maximize their profit. And they're probably also owned by the same people that own the medical establishment where you go when you get sick, you see. So here you've got all this really bad food, and that means that the medical arm, the hospital and doctor arm, are going to make a lot more money treating a lot more new diseases because of the food they're being fed by the other arm, the food manufacturing arm. And they want to really maximize even more profits, because so now they don't want anybody even growing any more healthy food. They pass laws against it. In this way, they can really maximize the disease and make a whole lot more money. And the pharmaceutical empire, which is one of the biggest in the world, They don't like the fact that people treat themselves with herbs, you know, and natural ingredients. So they've outlawed all of that. You know, I can't get a lot of things in the mail now because the pharmaceutical companies don't want me to, like silver, colloidal silver, and various other things that are very, very good for you. Oh, my God. They treat a lot of different things far, far better than pharmaceuticals ever will do. And well, it's like the same kind of dichotomy you have with alcohol as opposed to illegal drugs. There's no more destructive drug on the planet than alcohol. It will destroy you fairly quickly or over a long term, but no matter what, you're not going to realize any positive benefits from it. Not even in your behavior when you take it. Whereas illegal drugs, now some, most of them may not be any good for you either, but my God, they're benign. They're positive compared to alcohol, but alcohol is legal. Throw in tobacco as opposed to pot, and then on and on and on. And you should get the idea that the corporations, the politicians that work for them, excuse me, and the whole octopus squid that strangles the world are all doing their level best to do their worst to you. Basically, because a lot of them are psychopaths and they enjoy inflicting pain and torment. They do joy for the evil of it, and they laugh about it. It makes them happy. Really, the same way that normal things might make you happy, or even in some cases, abnormal things, simply because a lot of really normal and natural things are now abnormal. That's right. I do them anyway. As I said recently somewhere else, I don't believe in any laws that don't make sense, and I don't follow them, and you won't make me. Now, I've proven that by going to prison because of these things, and I will continue to do it forever and ever and ever. I will not obey bad laws. I will not respect politicians I don't respect or religions that I consider to be nothing but money-gathering devices, and so on and so forth. I just won't do it. Because if I do, well, I'll tell you what I've done then. I've bought into the system to the point where they can give me more pain than the pain I would get by just doing what I think is right in the first place, which is an important consideration to keep in mind, my friends. Because it's going to be coming up shortly, because if you're paying any attention at all, you can see there's a calculated program here to put so much pressure down upon the human race that there's no telling what kind of reactions we're going to have. And very soon now, and we're already getting them, food riots, fuel shortages, the crash of the dollar is almost near imminent. All sorts of things are going to happen. But as I said today at Smoking Mirrors, that's the least of your concerns. Your big concern should be Mother Nature. That's where the major drama is going to come from. And why is that going to happen? Because we're so far out of balance that something has to happen. She has to step in. And it can't be self-correcting because we've turned over our entire society, government structure, and everything else to a handful of psychopaths. And they're not going to change it. They're going to accelerate it and make it even worse. That's a fact. Because that's their nature. You know, it's like expecting, you know, a Gila monster to behave like a house pet. I don't know anyone with any domesticated Gila monsters. I mean, unless you count the bankers with their politicians or various things like that sort of thing. Yes, well, I suppose if you've gone out with the Kardashian sisters, then you know what a Gila monster is. Which reminds me, I heard of them recently. They do something, don't they? Nothing at all. Oh, okay, well, I guess that sums up our society in a nutshell on a lot of levels. Then again, what's the genealogy of the... Oh, never mind, don't go there, Les. But that's really the point, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, we're in for some very, very... I don't have actually the right hyperbole for it. We're in for some very big changes very, very soon now. So I'm just here telling you this. I'm not going to describe what they are because, God, I don't have a catalog of these things. They didn't send me out like a theater program. But I will tell you that they're going to be very large, very transformative, and you won't even recognize this Earth by the time we get around, oh, approaching the next year and probably well before that. So what you want to do is realize that self-transformation is the quickest way to and the most successful way to defend yourself against a lot of these things because it's the change within us. Excuse me. That is necessary in order to ensure our survival. The more we transform and change within, the more we shine like the sun, the more protected we're going to be in the face of these changes because these changes are coming in order to shake the darkness out of people. Now, if you're already moving the other direction, if you're already moving in the direction of the reason why the transformations have come, It seems to make sense that, well, you figure it out. You do the math. Why is it so difficult for people? I don't know. I mean, many of you probably already have figured out for all I know. And I'm in the process of still figuring it out because I think self-inquiry is where it's at. And I think if you can't do that, if you're not constantly asking yourself, are there some new ways that I can change and become a better person? Then I think you're wasting your time and you're looking for one of those comfort levels where you make a deal with the darkness in order to just survive and get by at a certain level. And you think, wow, I've got it made. Yeah, sure you do. As you wait until you get older and older and older and you have to sit around with the TV and the radio on all the time because the jaws of death or uncertainty, whatever you want to call it, are approaching closer and closer by the day. And I'm just rapping away like a house of fire. And we're approaching the point where I really ought to slow down a little bit because we're getting to the end of my 15 minutes from what I see is the ticking clock on my recording software. Well, folks, it's been a pleasure doing this with you. And for all I know, it'll continue. And I will see you and you will hear from me next week if there is one. One of these days, that's going to be rather ironic, I have a feeling. In the meantime, shine. The sun is inside of you. That's an actual fact. Let the sun out. As the sun passes through you, it'll burn the carbon out of your jets. It will also clean your entire countenance and make you more and more transparent. And there can't be anything wrong with that. So, as we get, that's the denouement. I guess that's over there. Let me just say aloha and aru.
You can see him. The morning when the sun is rising, God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising.